No doubt you've heard of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. He's the child prodigy and composer who used to play the piano for kings and queens, blindfolded. From a very young age, Mozart traveled the courts of Europe, accompanied by his father Leopold, his mother Anna Maria, and his sister Nannerl. Young Mozart was an imaginative child. He loved arithmetic, word games, and creating imaginary worlds. He invented the land of Rücken, or Backwards Land, a fantasy world where everything was backwards. At the age of 5, Mozart picked up and played a violin without a single lesson. He wrote his first symphony at the age of 8, his first opera at 12, and at 14 he memorized the entire Allegri Miserere. But did you know that Mozart had a son named Karl? Most people don't. Karl has been overlooked by history, just as in life he was often overlooked by his father. In this classical kid's story, we join young Karl on a magnificent voyage. A voyage to learn more about his father and about his father's music. Along the way, Karl is joined by some magical children, the dream children from Mozart's fairy tale opera, The Magic Flute. The dream children are about to be written out of that opera. In the hopes of changing their fate, they enlist Karl's help. The stage is now set for Mozart's magnificent voyage.
Off the stage! Come on, Hans! Let's go!
Clara, can't we play a little longer?
This flying boat is amazing!
Watch this, Clara! Fritz, pull the rope!
Here we go! We're flying!
Raise the sails! Start the wind machine!
Bring that boat down right now!
We are going to be the stars of the opera.
I wish we could fly to the moon!
Hurry, there's trouble!
Out of the way, Clara! Here we go!
Thing.
All right, so what's wrong?
This is serious. Come outside.
I heard the opera isn't finished.
You're kidding.
What if Mr. Mozart runs out of music?
Then the theater will close and we'll all have to go back to school.
I'm not going back there. I'm an opera star now.
I have an idea. Where's Mr. Mozart working?
Down there by the river. See that little cottage? He's living there while he writes the music.
Let's go find out how he's doing.
Do you think we should bother him? It's getting dark.
We've got to find out what's going to happen. Come on.
The candles are still lit. Must be working late.
Shh! You hear us, Fritz?
Boost me up. I want to look in the window.
What's he doing, Clara?
I think he's writing a letter.
Vienna, October the 11th, 1791. My dear Constanza, how I wish you were here with me. The evening is so still and peaceful. I'm sitting in the little cottage Mr. Schikaneder has given me. He says I must finish my opera or his theater will go bankrupt. I'd rather just sit back and listen to the crickets sing. Our family never seems to be together. You're off visiting with the baby, I'm here in Vienna, and Karl. Oh, Constanza, what are we going to do about our boy? He's in trouble again at school. The headmaster sent me a letter. Karl isn't working,
He's rude to the other boys. He even skips his classes. Now I have to go up to the school. I don't have time for this nonsense. Children are even mucking up my opera. It's not enough that Mr. Schikaneder wants a dragon and an evil queen in my magic flute. He says we have to have three young genies who can fly through the air and open mysterious doors. He calls them my three dream children. They're charming characters. I must admit, they do make me laugh.
Dream children, I like that.
But I've made a decision about the three of them.
He's giving us more music.
I'm going to cut them all out of the opera.
Cut us out?
You can't do that.
We're adorable.
I only have a few days left. If I have to travel all the way to the school and straighten out Carl, I'll never finish this opera.
What?
I've hired a carriage to take me to the school. The journey should give me time to think things out. Carl. 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 If only you knew what I went through when I was your age.
Get me. Come over here. Get me down.
We have to stop him.
What are we going to do, Clara?
Who is this Carl anyways?
It's his son.
Well, it's not fair. Carl misbehaves and we get punished. I say we go visit little Mr. Mozart.
That's not a bad idea. Maybe Carl can tell his father to keep us in the opera.
But how will we get to the school?
If only we had a real flying boat.
I wish. Look up there, behind the cloud.
It's our boat from the opera. It's really flying.
Over here. Take us with you. It's coming down. The sails. They're sparkling with starlight.
Get in. Maybe this is how we'll get to that school.
It works. We're rising.
This boat seems to know where it's going.
Carl Mozart, here we come.